This is Jordan Secchio in Washington, D.C. A heated debate on Jay Secchio Live yesterday. We'll get into more of that. It was a full hour, and we'll take your phone calls on the religious freedom attacks at the Air Force Academy.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
But brother, you have gone too far, so I'll have to get you told. If you run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
The dead guy, Jerry Falwell, and I'm sorry, I'm very glad he's dead. I'm very sorry if anyone's upset about that.
You talk so much, you got me disgusted. You can run your mouth, and I run my business, brother.
I'm not saying that we have people that want to go out and take a sword and cut off the heads of people in the military that you know are serving on their various bases. However,
So we're not. Then they're not the same as the Taliban, because the Taliban engages in those kind of activities that you just described, including using their swords to cut off heads of people. So it's not the same.
Obviously.
Okay. So that was hyperbole. All right. We'll chalk that one up to hyperbole.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
You really believe that the Air Force Academy is a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny?
No, I would have used other words, but this is a family program.
After 9/11, this is what rang through their heads. We have too much freedom in this country and not enough Jesus.
Run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
Our Pentagon has been turned into a Pentecostal gun, and our Department of Defense has been turned into an imperious, fascistic contagion of unconstitutional triumphalism by people that want to kill us or have their version of Jesus kill us if we don't accept their biblical worldview. Last week, we went over 6,000 active duty members of the United States Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force that have come to our foundation as literally spiritual rape victims, as tormentees, not as claimants.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die, someone will get a beating and I will administer it.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
And he was on the broadcast yesterday, the full hour of Jay Secchio Live. If you missed the full hour of the broadcast today, we'll be playing some of that today on Jay Secchio Live. We're taking more of your phone calls as well. If you listen to the Mikey Weinstein debate, he is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, was on the broadcast for the full hour yesterday. And interesting, I mean, my observations, one, he never really answers a question. And two, when he answers it, if you ask it again 5 minutes later, you may get a different answer. So he even was, I think, getting some criticism from his own supporters that he started walking back. It sounded like earlier in the broadcast, if you first started listening, it was more cordial. It was a lot more agreement. It was Mikey saying, well, really, I don't mean the Taliban when I say that the Christians are like the Taliban. But then later in the broadcast, he said they're even worse than the Taliban, that Christians in the military. And then he says, well, it's not just all Christians, it's really fundamentalist or dominionist. Now, Mikey is making up these definitions. I don't know any Christians that go around really calling themselves fundamentalist. Usually it's a term used by the media or even sometimes derogatory. You may use the term, so it's not always derogatory, but it's not something people usually describe themselves as. And the idea that dominionists should not be serving in the military, he also said that as well, that they were more dangerous than the Taliban. But earlier in the broadcast, he walked away from that because he was pushed on the idea that, wait, if you're really so worried about them, you know, and you compare them to the Taliban are killing people because of their religious faith. They're cutting people's heads off, executing people in soccer stadiums. Where are these people in the military if there's such a problem and you're so worried about? No answer, no response. You don't get that, you know, you get examples of, well, a former general says this and that. We want to take your phone calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110, and we'll play more of those sound bites. This is the final day to stand up for religious freedom, for that cadet that Mikey Weinstein wants his commanding officer to be court-martialed and for him to be publicly punished, visibly punished, because of posting a verse from Galatians, folks. Take a stand now. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. The final day to take a stand. That's 877-989-2255. You can also visit aclj.org. Stand up for religious freedom at the Air Force Academy and against the idea that you would court-martial the commanding officer.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This had to be one of my favorite exchanges with Mikey Weinstein yesterday. Take a listen. He was live on the broadcast. We'll play more of it later today on Jay Sekulow Live. But he was asked about this statement that he made in a speech in Santa Fe, New Mexico last year in 2013 about who he is fighting. What is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which really should be Military Religious Freedom From, Freedom From Religion Foundation, because it's not about religious freedom at all. It's about stopping any kind of religion whatsoever. This fear, which it seems almost a paranoia that Mikey Weinstein says. Well, he takes the vitriolic language to another level. Take a listen to this. This was his speech that we asked him about. Here's the statement we asked him about, Byte 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Okay, so he makes that statement. Very strong statement, right? That's who he's fighting, the Christian version of the Taliban. So we asked him about it. Take a listen, Byte 21.
I'm not saying that we have people that want to go out and take a sword and cut off the heads of people in the military that you know are serving on their various bases. However,
They're not the same as the Taliban, because the Taliban engages in those kind of activities that you just described, including using their swords to cut off the heads of people. So it's not the same.
Obviously.
Okay. So that was hyperbole. All right. We'll chalk that one up to hyperbole.
Now here's the thing. That was very early in the broadcast. Very early in the broadcast. Chalk that up to hyperbole. Mikey didn't disagree right there. So it was the idea that, you know, that was language that obviously wasn't correct. Later in the broadcast, after he said that he got some tweets from people saying that it sounded like he was walking back his statements, take a listen. This is what I was talking about earlier in the broadcast. Ask him one question, get one answer. Ask him the same question again, get another answer. Here we go again. So let's go to Byte 25.
But when you made the statement about, are you saying members of the military want to take their sabers and cut the heads off of people that disagree? I'm saying, no, we don't do that in this instance, but we're fighting something that's even worse than the Taliban because...
Wait a minute. Okay, so now they're worse than... we're going to quote you on this. Mikey Weinstein is saying some Christians in the military are worse than the Taliban.
Fundamentalist, dominionist Christians have far more capability to be worse to mankind than the Taliban because of the access to weapons.
And here's the idea, folks. This continues. So remember, first he said it wasn't the Taliban. Then he said it is the Taliban. And when he made the statement in New Mexico in his speech, he didn't try to, isolate it to fundamentalist or all these definitions, which, again, his definition of that and the normal definition of that, very different. When he said that, he said we're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban. He did not say we're fighting fundamentalist or dominionist. He doesn't specify. It's when he's pushed on a broadcast where he's not just with a radio show, but he's with a team of lawyers who have been following what he's done and a radio production team who've been following all of his speeches, who have put it all together, and he's got to answer for his statements that he makes in the media. He sounds real tough in the media. He says really nasty things about Christians and about these broad statements about Christians in the military. And then when he comes on the broadcast, first he's walking it back. Then again, you heard him restate that. The idea, and he said, you could quote him on it, that some Christians in the military are worse than the Taliban. Now, this is someone who served in the Air Force, that attended the Air Force Academy, and his service is honorable, and we thank everyone for their service just because we may disagree with them. But that does not mean that his service is one better than any other body's service, and for many of you who are listening to the broadcast right now who have served. And second, that it gives him some ability to have to get to say the speech that he doesn't like, he gets to stop, that he gets to silence at the Air Force Academy. And again, I'd say this. We were asked about Christians serving in the military. And he tries not to say he's not against all Christians serving in the military, but the way he's really saying it is, if you're really a Christian, if you really believe in your faith, you can't serve. Take a listen, Byte 26.
You're the one who said we're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban, and you mean fundamentalists.
I mean fundamentalists and dominionists, absolutely.
Do you think fundamentalists and dominionists have the right to serve in the United States military?
They do not.
Folks, I want to hear what you think about that. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. That's 1-800-684-3110. Folks, again, this is the final day to take a stand here. Yeah, I pushed Mikey yesterday because he complained that the Air Force Academy was allowing an atheist group to set up a table and in a student area and do an Ask an Atheist Day. We have no problem with that, by the way, folks. If you're going to have the other groups, you've got to be able to allow. That's America, freedom of speech. If you're going to allow some, you've got to allow all. Now, he's against that as well. And he made this big stink about how it's horrible, and he has all these articles about how he's opposed to it. And I asked him just point blank, so what happened? You complain. What happened? You sound so tough. You sound like you're having all this influence. What happened? Well, they did the same thing they always do, which is what? Well, you know, they went on with the table. You mean they ignored you? Now, that's in one case, but unfortunately that was when it applied to the atheist. When it involved the Christian student and the Bible verse, Galatians 2:20, the Bible verse was erased. So they may ignore Mikey when it comes to complaining about atheists, but they're not always ignoring him as vitriolic, as out of touch as the language can seem, as this underlying kind of hatred for the Christian faith specifically, and some of these specific ideas, obsessions with dominionism or fundamentalism that Mikey has. They don't always ignore him when it comes to specifically the Christian faith and the Christian faith that he compares to the Taliban, which is why we've got this brand new petition up. Members of Congress are taking action on this. Folks, we need you to weigh in. We want you to sign this petition. Final day to do so. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Than Bennett, our ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, in the studio with me. And Than, this is important because members of Congress have already started questioning the Air Force about what happened at the Air Force Academy when it relates to this Bible verse.
Yeah, and one of the things that you just brought up is one of their biggest concerns. I mean, to use a March Madness term, Jordan, this was not one shining moment for Mikey Weinstein. There was so much doublespeak in here, and a lot of this came out in the congressional hearing earlier this week, both through Congressman Forbes and Congressman Lamborn, who, by the way, the Air Force Academy is in his district. They pushed him on it. But here's the other thing that our listeners need to know about this, Jordan. Over the last 2 years, Congressman Forbes led an effort to actually include a very strong conscience clause within the National Defense Authorization Act. So they have actually directed the Air Force on this specific issue before, over the last 2 years. The Air Force Academy, the leadership there at the behest of Mikey Weinstein, has ignored Congress. So I think what you're going to see over the next couple of weeks are these members of Congress reengaging, saying, listen, this has already come up. We have already told you what to do. You are ignoring us, and we will not accept that.
Folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take one of those right now. Michael in Texas on line one. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello, Jay. My name's Michael Ellis from Belton, Texas. I graduated there in the same class with Mikey Weinstein in 1977. I'd like to briefly make a address, a comment he made yesterday, on yesterday's show, and end by telling you what's inscribed on both our diplomas.
Sure.
Mikey Weinstein stated that a Christian who believes in sharing his faith should be court-martialed and barred from serving in the military altogether. As a Christian, I'm supposed to have a constitutional right to the free exercise of my religion. The Lord Jesus Christ did tell his people to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Those who hear it will either believe the gospel to their salvation or reject it to their damnation. But Bible-believing Christians do not force others to believe at gunpoint or retaliate like the Taliban for unbelief. It goes also against the teachings of Christ. I have a question. Would Mikey also have our America's first commander-in-chief, General George Washington, to be posthumously court-martialed and removed from the military? General Washington's general orders to the troops issued November 22, 1779, in part stated, quote, "It becomes us to humbly to approach the throne of Almighty God with gratitude and praise, for he hath prospered our arms, he hath been a shield to our troops, and pointed their swords to victory. And above all, he hath diffused the glorious light of the gospel, whereby through the merits of our gracious Redeemer, we may become the heirs with his eternal glory." General Washington also further recommended that prayer to God, that the nation pray to God that it would spread the light of the Christian knowledge to the remotest corners of the earth, and, quote, "establish the independence of these United States upon the basis of religion and virtue." Today, our American soldiers are forbidden to speak the name of the Lord Jesus Christ within their own ranks and abroad in foreign nations. The only weapon that can win and end all wars has been taken from them, and that's the gospel, peace with God through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and his command to love thy neighbor and thy enemy as thyself. Finally, I want
to... Michael, let me ask you, because I wanted to ask you about the diploma, too, that you talked about, so tell people about that.
Okay, the Air Force diploma is a little bit different than most. It's bronze. The diploma itself is etched in metal, a bronze, and fastened to wood. And Mikey's diploma and my diploma and every other graduate that graduated that year says it's signed by the superintendent of the Air Force Academy, the commandant of cadets, and the dean of the faculty. And it says that we graduated this first day of June, quote, "in the year of our Lord," capital L-O-R-D.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I, right there. And Michael, I'm only cutting you off, and thank you for your service and a great phone call, because we're going into a break. We only got 20 seconds left before this break. But again, I think it points out again, you know, on his own graduation, the certificate, which is different than others, in the year of our Lord is there. The idea here, this is the United States of America, folks. We'll take your phone calls when we get back. Call now, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, "a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality." This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy, Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Now we're going to take your phone calls. Many of you have been calling in. A lot of you called in yesterday as well. To take your phone calls with reaction to the debate yesterday on the broadcast. It was completely live for a full hour. We're going to be playing, you know, live. You only get the first half hour on your radio stations of Jay Sekulow Live unless you listen to Sirius XM or online at aclj.org for that second half hour. And we're going to be playing more of that today later in the broadcast as well. I encourage you, if you got time today or over the weekend, you should listen to the full debate because it really changes from part one to part two. I'd say the first 30 minutes to the second 30 minutes. And the idea of some pushback on language, some agreement that then was disagreed upon again. But I want to go right to the phones because people have been holding on. I know people want to talk about this. And in Indiana on line five. And welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Ann. Thanks for calling.
Mr. Weinstein spoke yesterday quite a bit about the importance of maintaining the chain of command.
Yep.
And I am a former Marine, and I can't just show up at any military base and demand that they listen to me and change, you know, the way the chain of command does things. So
right.
How does Mr. Weinstein, I don't care if he is a former JAG officer or a graduate of Air Force Academy, how does he get to go tell the chain of command at the Air Force Academy or any other military base what to do?
Well, he's become a thorn in their side. You know, he complains. He gets some media attention. I agree with you. I don't understand why the Air Force Academy takes him so seriously. Out of all of the stuff he says, he's filed four lawsuits. Not a lot of success there. And with his complaining, but you know, a lot of it's just complaining. And he's trying to, you know, make the Air Force Academy, in my opinion, look bad. You know, calling for people to be court-martialed like he did yesterday publicly. I think the term he used yesterday, I want to play this for you. And this is what he said that should happen to the cadet who posted Galatians 2:20, who, by the way, when was told to remove it, it was removed. So if it was something, it wasn't like the cadet wasn't following the chain of command. The cadet did something. The cadet was told to remove it, and they did. Now, we don't believe that they should have been told to remove it, but this is what Mikey Weinstein still thinks should happen to this cadet, and take a listen, Bite 22.
We want to have visible punishment because that's the best way to educate.
You want visible punishment for the student that was told that the whiteboard allowed for personal messages. What would that visible punishment be in your view?
First, absolutely correct. We want visible punishment for the cadet and the chain of command.
What is the visible punishment for the cadet? What would that be?
We'd be looking at a letter of reprimand, at the very least a letter of counseling, for the air officer commanding that allowed it, either an Article 15 non-judicial punishment or court-martial.
Right there, and I just want to play that for you and for folks out there, and I want to thank you for your service to our country. Visible punishment for the cadet and a reprimand letter in their file, but also a court martial for the officer in the chain of command that allowed it. That is what Mikey Weinstein had called for. Now, earlier in the broadcast, he said we really didn't support a court martial for the student or the cadet, as he said, that they should be visibly punished, but not court-martialed because they're young. But the media reported him saying that the cadets should be court-martialed. That's the problem with getting to the bottom of it and why a lot of interviewers get frustrated. I'm sure it's frustrating for the Air Force Academy, but the Pentagon allows him in. You know, they meet with him. They have him in as an advisor on these kind of issues. So as hard as it is to take it seriously, the truth is we have many in the military who are, or at least some in the military, who are sympathetic to his ideas. And at least even give an ear to those ideas. And it's why I call on all of you out there who did serve. You should be speaking up. You should be standing up. Because here's one guy, and I've heard from so many of you today, that could drown out these voices if you take a stand. And we need you to do that. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Marcus in California, line three. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Why do we keep fighting the symptoms and not fight the disease? Because they keep saying it's unconstitutional, but it's not in the Constitution. But they take a letter between a pastor and a president and twist it to say what they want it to say, not what it actually says. When there's lots of evidence of presidents praying, like what this other guy quoted today, and just stop this.
Well, the idea is you can't stop people, though, Marcus, from raising their voice in America. So there's always going to be Mikey Weinstein's. There's always going to be the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who today went after, or a couple days ago went after Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, for his tweet of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and they are demanding that he remove that tweet. They're always going to have the right to do that in the United States of America. Because of the Constitution. We carry the day, Marcus, by fighting back. Now, here's the issue. If you look at it and say, why can't we just get this over with, you will end up losing. And you'll end up losing because you won't take each incident seriously. You have to take them each seriously, and here's why. If they prevail on one, that sets precedent for all others. So all these little attacks that you hear about could one day, one of them makes its way through the court, they find sympathetic court ears, which so far they haven't at the Supreme Court level, but they have at the district court level and federal court levels, and they've certainly made people afraid of fighting back through the threat of a lawsuit. So you've got to be there and ready to take a stand, or else they can either threaten you into saying, well, even if I'd win, I don't want to go through a lawsuit, so you do what they want, or two, you got to fight them in court. You know, because if you don't fight them in court, if you don't pay really close attention to what's going on here, folks, they can end up, as Marcus, you were talking about, twisting the Constitution, which we've seen courts do before, and reinterpreting it into the way that they want. Let's grab another phone call, folks. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. And you can also sign this petition at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Ron in Washington State, online 6. Ron, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hey, Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yep, you're live.
Oh, okay. The comment I have as a Christian who served in the military and fought for our country is perhaps the atheists ought to consider and do a study on just where their rights came from to give them the right to say what they're saying, because a whole lot of us, as well as our Jewish brothers and otherwise, fought and bled and died to give them the freedom to speak out.
Well, and listen, I mean, first of all, Ron, thank you for your service. I think you're absolutely right. The idea here is in America, we have had this idea that people have sacrificed protecting our freedom and liberty from attacks from the outside, so that we all have the freedom to believe or not believe what we want. And it's worked pretty well, you know, because of America, because of that sacrifice, because of our respect for the rule of law and our respect for each other. Yes, there are always problems. There are incidents here and there, and we handle those problems on a one-on-one basis. But overall, and generally speaking, we have been a great country, and we can continue to be a great country if we respect those kind of rights. Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, in our second half hour, we're going to play more of the debate with Mikey Weinstein. It was a full hour live on the air. You don't want to miss that. Call 877-989-2255 or visit aclj.org.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. I want to play for you in this segment of the broadcast an interview that Jay did yesterday on Fox News with Neil Cavuto on the IRS issue. I know, folks, we're talking about the Air Force Academy and Mikey Weinstein's attack on religious freedom today, but I did want to keep you posted on our work on the IRS case. The litigation continues, folks, on behalf of more than 40 Tea Party clients. Jay was on with Neil yesterday to give all of his viewers an update, and I wanted you to hear that. Let's go ahead and roll it now.
From fed up to shot down, Ted Cruz's last-ditch effort to get answers in this IRS targeting scandal, well, flatly rejected. The Justice Department denying the senator's request for a special prosecutor, calling the move unnecessary. Jay Sekulow says that's nonsense. But, Jay, we're essentially back to the drawing board here, really depending on a staff appointee to investigate itself. That's what it comes down to. And I don't see a lot of progress being made on that.
Well, it was interesting. The Attorney General said in the response that they issued that there was no conflict of interest and therefore no special prosecutor necessary. Neil, I'm going to take it further. I think the federal government has no interest in investigating the truth here and to find out exactly what happened. The president keeps on that, you know, he made that statement to Fox News' Bill O'Reilly that there was not a smidgen of evidence regarding any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, what he should have said, if there was really a serious criminal investigation here, what he should have said is, I can't comment on an ongoing criminal investigation. But he didn't say that. And I've got 41 clients that are in civil court in the U.S. District Court in Washington on this. And frankly, right now, we're not having our clients sit down with anybody until I find out.
Well,
Has
any of them even been reached? Did someone, the administration or that's part of this investigation, reach out to them to talk?
Yeah, they made a, at the end of last year, they said they wanted to sit down and talk with our clients. We got back to them at the beginning of the year. But what's interesting, Neil, we asked a question after the president made a statement. We're going to sit down and have our clients discuss what? It sounds like the investigation's closed. And then, of course, you had the whole Barbara Bosserman, a political donor of the president, who's actually heading up this investigation. So none of this is adding up. And I'm not shocked that the special prosecutor was denied, disappointed, but not shocked. And civil litigation will go on and congressional oversight will continue.
Now, I'm no lawyer, and you're a darn good one, but what harm would there be in letting your clients talk to the government, at least to spur this investigation to prove whether it is a waste of time or not?
You first have to find out that, it's a very good question. You first have to find out, is there really an investigation going on? Because you never put your client in a situation, meeting with FBI agents and Department of Justice lawyers, when you don't know the scope or target of the investigation. And we have not gotten those answers from the Department of Justice yet. We raised the concern, Neil, with regard to the appointment of Barbara Bosserman to head up the investigation, an apparent and obvious conflict of interest as a major donor to the Obama administration. But it goes a step further. We've asked the FBI agents, is there, in fact, a criminal investigation going on or not? And we yet to have an answer, an affirmative answer on that. And I'm not having my clients sit down with anybody until I get an answer to that question. It would have been much easier to have that conversation with the Justice Department if the president didn't just say, hey, there's nothing there, not a smidgen of evidence. But that's not what he said. He said there is, you know, he didn't do the normal deference, which is an ongoing criminal investigation's pending, I can't comment. That's what a government leader's supposed to do if there's a real investigation.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Jay, thank you very much. Good seeing you again.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Neil Cavuto. We will keep you posted on the IRS scandal issue. But quickly, folks, as we head to a break, in the next segments of the broadcast, you are actually going to hear part of yesterday's interview. Jay had on the broadcast Mikey Weinstein, the very person who is challenging a cadet's right to put a scripture verse on their whiteboard at the Air Force Academy. He was on for the full hour yesterday. We wanted to bring you a re-air of part of that interview in the next segment of the broadcast. And then in a final segment, folks, you're going to hear Jay's interview with Ralph Reed from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. You're not going to want to miss either of these. But folks, as we head to a break, I need you to stand with these cadets. Tell the Air Force Academy leadership that they are the ones responsible for upholding the First Amendment rights of the cadets under their charge. Yes, it might be Mikey Weinstein that is causing this problem, but it is the Air Force Academy leadership who can put a stop to it. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. As we go to a break, again, the phone number 877-989-2255.
Hey,
angry atheists continue to lash out. This time, their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
I thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment here. Mikey Weinstein is our guest. He is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Mikey, let me ask you about some lawsuits here. So I know there was one you filed involving a lawsuit against the United States Air Force and the Secretary of the Air Force for allowing what you called evangelical Christian proselytizing at the Air Force Academy. That suit, my research shows, was dismissed for lack of standing. Have there been any lawsuits that you've had that have gone to trial or have resulted in a verdict in your favor?
Hey, guys, before I address that, I'm getting tweets here that somebody made a statement that I'm walking my statements back, and I wasn't able to hear that. That is absolutely not the truth. When I say Christian Taliban, I am talking exactly about the level of ferocity that we're dealing with. When I talk,
I don't know who sent you. We didn't.
Marshals for the officer. Wait a minute. Let me have my time, and I'll answer your question. Yeah, if you're saying things on that I'm not able to hear on the air, that really isn't fair. And the tweet, I'm getting tweets about this stuff, so I'm not walking a thing back here.
Mikey, and you did actually walk. You said something. First you said, Taliban, no, I wasn't really mean that. Of course, they don't cut off their heads. Now you're saying again that they really are the Taliban. If you equate someone to the Taliban, they have to cut off someone's head. That's what the Taliban does. They execute people with machine guns in soccer stadiums. So if you're conflating that, first you said, no, it's not really, that's not really what I meant. So you did do that. You did walk that back. Second, on the court-martial issue, you walked that back first. You said, well, not really. Then you brought it back again. So you're back and forth. And that's the tough time with even having you on the air. And we've had you on a long time, is that you go back and forth. It seems like you don't know. You make statements in the media that are very harsh. Then you come on here, you kind of pull them back a little bit, then reassert them once again. So it is back and forth, back and forth. Pick a side on the issues. If you think it's really the Taliban,
stick with it
and explain why. But don't then say, well, not really. It's more like hyperbole.
No, guys, I'm going to be quiet because apparently I can't talk over you as your guest here. Let me make it very clear. I mean, we made it very clear we've always supported a court-martial for the leadership, for the cadet, at least. I told you a letter of reprimand, so I didn't walk a thing back there. I told you I was misquoted when we talked about court-martials for the cadets themselves. With regard to the Taliban, you made a statement saying, well, are you saying members of the military, we have to check the transcript, because as I understood it, are cutting off people's heads with swords. I'm saying, well, of course they're not.
Well, that's what the Taliban does.
Religiosity. Whoa, let me finish. We're dealing with a fanatical religiosity, and not Salafist or Wahhabist Islam, but Dominionist fundamentalist Christianity.
That you equate with Taliban.
Mass destruction, which cut a lot of heads off.
You equate, do you believe, here's, I'm going to go, you know, since you, by the way, we're not tweeting anything on this, so I don't know, people are allowed, you know what, Mikey, you don't get to control people's tweets. Sorry, it's kind of like free speech, but let me play it back for you. What your statement, this was on 313. This is a statement you made. Number two.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
And then you said this on February 8th of 2013, number 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Okay, so do you believe you're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban?
Absolutely. The same level of
how do you define Taliban?
Elevating one particular religious faith over law and guidance that's been in our country from its very founding. But when you made the statement about, are you saying members of the military want to take their sabers and cut the heads off of people that disagree? I'm saying, no, we don't do that in this instance, but we're fighting something that's even worse than the Taliban because...
Wait a minute. Okay, so now they're worse than... So we're going to quote you on this. Mikey Weinstein is saying some Christians in the military are worse than the Taliban.
Okay, let me make it very clear.
You just said it. Go ahead.
Fundamentalist, let me finish.
Yep.
Fundamentalist, dominionist Christians have far more capability to be worse to mankind than the Taliban because of the access to weapons.
And the U.S. military has that capability, Mikey.
Right.
We have more capability than the Taliban at a technological level. So you could say that about everyone. And then, of course, you know, you could point out some bad actors here and there. We have a large military. But when you make a statement, fundamentalist Christians or evangelical Christians are this equipment, that you're making a much different statement than one or two individuals that could do something wrong, that could be punished for doing that wrong. Where is the actual evidence of a problem that would then equate to something like the Taliban has done, killing people based on those religious beliefs? That's what you say. When you say the Taliban, you're saying, I kill people because of my religious beliefs.
All right, go ahead, Mikey.
What I was trying to say again is there's a very big difference. One of our largest growth areas in our foundation is evangelical Christianity. They're on our advisory board. They donate to us. They're clients of ours. The difference between an evangelical Christian and a dominionist Christian, they both want to follow the Great Commission of Mark 16:15, Matthew 28:19. The difference is that evangelicals say, voila, I must comport my zeal to convert people to Christianity in accordance with the time, place, and manner restrictions put forth by the Constitution, construing federal and state case law, and Department of Defense directives, instructions, and regulations. So don't put that word evangelical in my mouth because that is not the case.
Okay, so it's fundamentalists that you view as Christian oppressors and tyrants, and then as far as the Taliban, you're the one who said we're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban, and you mean fundamentalists.
I mean, fundamentalists and dominionists, absolutely.
Do you think fundamentalists and dominionists have the right to serve in the United States military?
They do not.
They do not. So a disqualification for service in the United States military would be if you're a fundamentalist Christian.
If you're a fundamentalist or dominionist Christian and you believe that you have a limitless ability to follow the Great Commission of Proselytizing, you cannot in good faith take the oath to the United States Constitution.
Okay. Can a devout...
You don't take an oath to their version of the weaponized concept of the New Testament, guys.
Okay. Can a devout Muslim... serve in the United States military?
Say again?
Can a devout Muslim serve in the United States military?
Anyone can serve irrespective of religious faith.
Except if you're a fundamentalist Christian. Okay, if you're not, hold it, Mikey. Letting you talk here, but you just said fundamentalist Christians out. So I'm asking you, fundamentalist Muslims, are they in or out?
Let me answer the question for you.
Okay.
Remember, when we say fundamentalist Christian, we mean a dominionist Christian who feel that they can proselytize irrespective of any constraints whatsoever. If a fundamentalist Muslim believes the same way, they're out as well. Same with a fundamentalist atheist or a fundamentalist Hindu or a fundamentalist Jewish person.
So, the way you define fundamentalists and the way fundamentalists define themselves is very different, but that's a theological discussion. But the reality is, you're putting a religious litmus test on service in the United States military.
I am not. I'm putting a constitutional test.
Based on religion.
Based on allegiance to the United States Constitution.
Well, they do pledge.
I can be in completely irrespective of their religious faith or political ideas.
All right. So, okay. We got that. So, Skip, you served in the military for 20 years, and you served with a lot of Christians, I'm sure evangelicals, fundamentalists, and others. How do you equate what Mikey just said?
Well, the way he defines it, I would agree with him. The problem is I have not met anyone in my 22 years of active service and as 4 years as a cadet that ever espoused the position that he says these people espouse. So I don't know where these people are, and if they're such a small number, I'm not sure what the danger is.
Mikey, I mean, where are the cases? If there are people with this kind of wrongdoing, yeah. It seems like they're violating all the rules you love to cite. So why aren't you doing something about it? I mean, you know, you have a few cases you've actually filed. Mostly time you're just kind of bullying the Air Force into what, wiping off a Bible verse off of a whiteboard. If these people are really such a threat as you're talking about, why aren't you exposing them? Where are these people? Who are these people?
Okay, go ahead, Mikey.
Okay. Oh, well, guys, there are gazillions of them. We can start with people like Jerry Boykin. But before I get there,
Jerry Boykin's not in the United States. He's not in the military anymore. So his personal views and beliefs are.
But he certainly was. He was Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. He was.
His personal views violate the rules, Mikey. Did he violate those rules when he served?
Hey, guys, we're all litigators. We know we cannot go into federal court.
Violate the rules when he served.
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely.
Okay, what rules?
How long criminal? He should have been court-martialed very visibly.
What rule did he violate? Okay, hold it. You made it's a very big statement. You said a respected member, former member of the military should have been court-martialed. What should he have been court-martialed for?
He should have been court-martialed for violating his oath to the United States Constitution.
By doing what did he do that violated the oath?
His religious faith. Over his oath to the Constitution. Look, he even made the statement recently that his wife of 25 years divorced him because she said you're a religious fanatic, and that's exactly what he inextricably intertwined with his fundamentalist dominionist Christian fanaticism with his.
Okay,
talking about it again. What did he actually do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
You can't make these general statements. Give us one example. One example. Two examples.
Well, Jordan, Skip, Jay, let me try to answer it. He went around to churches in his uniform. It's well known. He got disciplined for it. He got kind of slapped on the wrist, saying, "My God is bigger than your God." Clearly, making it obvious that our enemy was not the insurgents or the Taliban or Al Qaeda. It was Islam as itself. We were very instrumental in getting him barred from speaking at West Point. But before I get there,
that was after he was retired.
No, he was doing this on active duty. Jordan, you know this. Jay, come on. I mean, we're not going to go back and try to pull it up right now. Why do you think he was disciplined while he was on active duty?
But if he was disciplined, then the military did what they're supposed to do in the chain of command. So it wasn't a constitutional showdown. We've got more ahead with Mikey Weinstein when we come back from the break. You're going to want to stay tuned with us, folks. We'll be posting this, of course, on air as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with the cadets. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, like and share us on Facebook. We encourage you to do that. Again, our guest is Mikey Weinstein. We're going to try to get to your calls. Can't guarantee it. We've got a lot of dialogue going on here, but we'll do the best we can when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. None will level on the vine.
No matter of it is worth This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm an American.
Well, joining us on the phone right now is a good friend, Ralph Reed. He is the founder of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Of course, was the leader of the Christian Coalition back a decade ago. And Ralph's got a brand new book out called Awakening. Ralph, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jay.
So I'm looking at the book. It's called Awakening, How America Can Turn from Economic and Moral Destruction Back to Greatness. If you were to evaluate, Ralph, where we are as a country right now, what do you say?
Well, it's not a pretty picture, Jay. I mean, on the economic side, you've got a $17 trillion national debt, 40% of which has been run up in just the last 5 years. You've got, if you roll in entitlements like Medicare and Social Security, you got $65 trillion in unfunded liabilities to beneficiaries with no way to pay for it. We've basically got the economic growth and the job creation of the Eurozone at this point. Obamacare is systematically destroying the healthcare system. And on the cultural and moral side, you've got family breakup. One out of every two marriages roughly end in divorce. That's a rough figure. 40% of all the children born in America are born out of wedlock. For African Americans, that number's 70%. And somewhere between half and 75% of students who graduate from high school in major cities like New York, Detroit, elsewhere, are either functionally illiterate or they need remedial education when they go to college. So that's the bad news. You know, the good news is God's on the throne. He has a plan for our country. And as I argue in Awakening, if we will get on our knees and repent and be brokenhearted, not about the sins of others, but about our own sins and about what we have allowed to happen to this country, this greatest nation on earth, and we cry out to him, he will hear from heaven, and I believe we can have another awakening.
So you view this thing that it's not basically, in essence, and in the book you talk about that, it's not too late for America to turn this around.
No, I don't believe it is. We're not Rome, you know, at the time of the, you know, the collapse of that empire. But I will say this, if we don't have a reversal and the current trends continue unabated, and in addition to that, Jay, the thing that concerns me, and I know concerns you, because you and ACLJ are on the front lines of this fight every day, is the war on Christianity, the marginalization of people of faith, and through various things like IRS harassment, the HHS mandate, the Hosanna Tabor case, where this administration basically argued that churches didn't have a right to hire their own ministers. You know, if we don't see God do something pretty quick, you know, Christians could end up as a marginalized voice in our society.
That's clearly, you know, the attempt is to already do that. And you're seeing that not just in the media, but you're seeing it in social institutions as well. And there is this perceived, and I think real, lack of unity within the country. With the divide politically, and Ralph, you know politics very well, with the divide so deep, how can there be a unifying voice, and how can we see some unity on some key issues? Because right now the country is very, very divided.
Well, you clearly are going to have a seismic spiritual, moral, and cultural shift. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book, Jay, was to give people hope. Because, you know, when you look at the various data points that I ticked through at the top of this interview, plus Barack Obama advocating same-sex marriage, the disaster of Obamacare, a very anemic economy, yet he was easily reelected. So I was afraid that people would go, well, is it too late? But I point out that we were in a very similar situation in the United States in the mid to late 70s. We had stagflation. We had roaring inflation and high unemployment at the same time. We had dysfunction in Washington. We had Soviet troops in Afghanistan. The Soviet Union was on the march. In fact, Jean-Francois Revel actually wrote a book in which he predicted the Soviets would effectively win the Cold War. You had 52 American right. hostages in Iran, long gas lines. But think about what happened, Jay, because you were involved in this. You had in the space of 8 months in 1979, four things happen. Number one, you had the Southern Baptist Convention elect a conservative, Bible-believing president that pulled the largest Protestant denomination
right.
in the world
True.
Back from liberal drift.
Right.
You had Thatcher elected as prime minister. You had the election of the first non-Italian pope in 455 years that restored the Catholic Church. And then finally, Ronald Reagan announced his candidacy for president. So it looked bad, but it turned around fast.
You know, Ralph, you look at the situation right now, and it, both domestically and globally, and the issues facing the country are great and sometimes grave. Looking at your book and how you approach it, how do you view the U.S. role? I mean, you're talking about basically the need for spiritual revival here. So looking at that and looking at the United States and looking at this need for spiritual renewal, which I think is, I think we all agree is the only help right now that we're having. How do you see it developing?
Well, I think it's only going to happen if enough people get on their knees and cry out to God. And, you know, the good news is, you know, God hears the prayers of his people.
Right.
And throughout American history, and I argue in the book that this has actually happened episodically, and you could even argue, Jay, that it happens cyclically, that we have a renewal like we did in the First Great Awakening or the Second Great Awakening. We are more obedient. We get our lives more in line with God's plan. What happens? We are blessed. We have incredible abundance. We have prosperity. Then we have pride, self-reliance. Pride and self-reliance leads to disobedience, which leads back to a fall, which leads back to repentance, and then you have another renewal.
Which is as old as the Bible. So I was just, I'm just reading again, rereading again the book of Judges, and you know, it's just, Israel was not obedient. They cried out to God. God finally answers according to the scriptures, and then Israel's blessed, and then Israel gets disobedient again. And it is a cycle. But now let's talk about the role here of because you know, you've been through this with the Christian Coalition, where you had this sense of a very energized faith-based community engaging the body politic.
Yep.
Do you see that happening again? Because that focuses more on the United States.
Yeah, I do see it happening again. I think you saw just a little bit of a glimmer, Jay, of what could happen in the Florida 13 special election about, I guess at this point, it was a week ago. This was a race that a liberal Democrat should have won, but Faith and Freedom Coalition and other organizations went in there, turned out the vote was energized, and a district that Barack Obama had carried twice and that Alex Sink had carried twice was won by a candidate that many predicted had no chance to win, and it was because of a dramatic turnout of faith-based voters. And it happened in 2010. It happened in 2009 in Virginia with our friend Bob McDonnell. And it can happen in 2014. And if you look at the states where the Senate's on the line, where it's going to be decided,
right.
Louisiana, Arkansas, Alaska, North Carolina, West Virginia, South Dakota. Jay, these are not only red states. These are states with huge evangelical populations. Yep. And they're also states where Barack Obama's job approval. Five of those states have a lower job approval than all but 10 other states in the country. I think it boils down to a couple of things. Who's the candidate who I assume runs against Hillary Clinton, but time will tell.
Right.
And then secondly, can they not only attack the failed agenda of this administration, but can they offer a positive, optimistic alternative?
A lot to look forward to. A great book out by Ralph Reed called Awakening, How America Can Turn from Economic and Moral Destruction Back to Greatness. It's by Worthy Publishing. That's the publisher. And it's available, of course, on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. Ralph, thanks for being with us.
Jay, thank you for all you and ACLJ do. I appreciate your friendship.
Folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me remind everybody, we're in a matching challenge campaign. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.